right around the country. It is the Jimmy and Ace Show. Hello, everybody.
Nathan, did you get the round of applause ready for a South African-born, Australian-American, Emmy-nominated, Logie Award-winning actress, producer, director, writer, entrepreneur, and platinum-selling record star? Jeez, try hard.
Gee whiz.
She blew up on our screens playing Danny Sutherland on Home and Away. She's on The Young and the Restless, Pretty Little Lies, again, like going on. In a spare time, she co-hosts the US podcast Women on Top, which is the opposite of our podcast, Men on the Bottom, and is also...
Power bottoms.
Oh, yeah, we put them on the
bottom. We push back.
Push back. If that wasn't enough, she's back down under to record her brand new podcast series, The Shit Show.
Glad you can say shit on the show.
We can say shit on this show. We're allowed in this time.
Say fuck
please
if you want.
Welcome to the show, Damon Soul.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe that you memorized that entire thing.
It's very impressive.
I was so impressed by you. You could be an actor.
Tamman, he's been walking up and down these hallways just reciting that.
I just thought so. Yeah. And you're wearing the most... I'm still in my yoga gear this morning.
Can we?
And you're dressed pretty well, right?
I've got the Birks.
Is this how you dress for people that come in?
Yeah,
like
the team has said I need to put more effort in, but I love Birkenstocks.
Or just pants.
Or pants.
Yeah, pants. Yeah.
Tamman, you're lucky he's wearing pants.
I mean, they're pretty short. In America, you don't really, the Aussie men wear short shorts.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the University of Alabama, and when I was over there, I would train at the gym in these short shorts.
They'd
and,
be
like
all what?
The, and footy shorts. I had heaps of footy shorts, and so they'd just look at me and be like, what?
Yeah,
like,
the shorts down there go down to
all their sporting shorts are long. Like the basketball ones are long, NFL ones they're full. They're
and
full
got stuff underneath.
My
got
poor husband
on.
Was like, "Budgie smugglers? There's no way. There's no way I'm wearing that." I'm like, "No, but just people do though."
Has he got a pair? Have you got him a pair?
Yeah, but he would never.
What size is he? Would he like an exclusive Jimmy and Ace set of budgie?
No. Large.
Does he have a micro?
Large. Extra, extra large.
She's winking. Bring in the 27s.
Yeah. I think just good budgie smuggler. Just like a good medium, a good large budgie smuggler.
Nathan, all right, we do love getting our clothes off. Nathan got married last week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm sorry. Just kidding. Your life is now over.
There's someone who works here who's also a marriage celebrant. And I said, how close does it have to be to the ceremony for you to still annul? When can you no longer annul? And she goes, babe, it's one day. And I go, fuck, we're 8 days in.
Oh, no. And then the kids come and you obviously love your kids so much. But then depending on where I am in my period cycle, I'm in a really good place. So, I love my husband so much. But if I'm, just before, I'm about to get my period, I'll just be like, the kids have changed us. We no longer, I'm like, I sleep always separately from you. He's like, because the baby wants you to sleep in the bed. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It means you don't love me anymore. And he's like, I don't understand. I'm like, I'm done. And then, my period comes and I'm like, sorry, what? And he's like, let's revisit this. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean any of it.
How long have you guys been married for?
God, we've been together 18 years. I know.
18
Too
years.
Married probably 11 years, but yeah.
Right. Actually, question for you, because this is something that I've been butting heads with my now wife.
Eight days in.
Things are going well.
It always does in the beginning.
Do you have wedding rings or wedding bands that you wear?
I do. I just took it off because I went swimming.
Right.
Jewelry. No, I always wear mine and my engagement ring.
But you're not wearing it right now.
No. Honestly, she just had yoga.
She looked at me and she went, hang on.
I can see the heading now. Tom doesn't wear it. No. So yesterday I went to Manly and one of my rings keeps slipping off. And I was like, look, I don't want to lose it because, it's probably the most expensive thing that I own.
Sure.
So I was like, no, I'm going to keep it away. But he sometimes wears it, sometimes doesn't, depending on if he goes to the gym.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. But I'm like, I need everyone to know.
This is my argument.
That your budgie smugglers are mine.
So we. You know what I mean? And he has to wear those all the time with your face.
He has to walk around just with the budgie smugglers in my face. And his wedding ring.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
The ring has to go on the tip.
Just on the
Prince Albert. No, it needs to be pierced.
Yeah.
No, because
I am a very needy, I need to be loved by him, not by everyone, just by him. So I would love that. If you bought budgie smugglers with my face on it, I'd actually It'd be on.
Because, Tamman, this is the argument I'm having with my partner at the moment, 8 days in, is that I take the ring off when I train,
when I do other things.
That's
what I get pissed about.
And she's not happy about it.
I don't like it either, but it scratches the ring, right?
It's already got scratches on it.
And there's also hot girls. I'm just kidding.
And also, the girls at the gym are so hot.
I don't want everyone to know that I'm married.
You need to get approval at certain places. Yeah. I think you can take it off at golf. I play golf with you. There's no hot girls out there. It's just middle-aged.
Ducks on the pond.
Listen, and this is a more serious thing. I've gotten to this age where I'm just like, if he wants to be with someone else, then good riddance.
Yeah. So you're
I'm not going to do anything about it. Like, yeah. I think 10 years ago, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to like take his computer, like empty his shit. Like, I'm going to throw all these good things. Oh my God. I had it all down.
Is there any fire involved? Would you burn stuff?
I would, you know what I would do? I would like put glitter everywhere.
Oh no!
You can't get glitter. I'd kick him out, and he'd be in like a shitty little apartment, and then I put like glitter all over it, and then like I inject like fish guts into like the corner of like I haven't thought about this at all.
Bedazzle the shit out of his apartment.
He'd just like turn up with all these girls with glitter everywhere, and I'd be like, "See, no one's gonna want you now." But now I don't really care. I'm just like, look, I'm too old for this shit. If you want to go, which he would never, I'd kill him first. He would never. He's too afraid of me. No. If he wanted to go somewhere else, I'd be like, okay, good riddance. I honestly don't care. Like, I don't. I've got a good 4 years left. Like, 5 years left until, like, probably it's going to go downhill. Yeah. So, like, he's better do it sooner rather than
later. Well, at least you know. You know? Yeah. At least
you've come to terms with it now. It can't hurt you. You know what I mean?
What am I going to do? You can't make someone love you.
No, it's so true. And you're trying.
But you can force them into it and threaten them daily.
Tabman, on that note, let's talk about the shit show. Yeah.
This is pretty much it. If you like this interview, then please come to the show. Yeah. Please listen to the show.
So what can people expect when they, you know, listening to the show, come to see the show?
Just like honest conversations. I think, you know, because I've been in this business so long, like there's this, we're supposed to put on like a very specific sort of armor, like with people and especially actors. I think it's coming down a little bit more now. But it's just more about, like, just be open. Let's talk about the stuff. Let's talk. We're all so much more alike than different. Mm-hmm. We all struggle. I think we all, humans in general, want the same things. We're all fighting to, like, just be seen and to be loved and to feel safe. Like, that's pretty much it. And I think that once we uncover all the bullshit, which I'm pretty good at because I tell you all my shit show stories, we have everyone from, like, Larry Emder coming on to, like, Sophie Monk to...
So it's great. We love Sophie.
Like, she's so Amy Shark coming on. I'm trying to get Kyle to come. Yeah.
Sorry, it sounds like I hated Larry.
You mentioned everyone bat Larry.
We hate Larry on this show. Yeah, we hate
Larry. I'm sure
He's fake. He is. Yeah.
Never watch The Chase, whatever you do.
But yeah, just like that. And, you know, I have a podcast. I've done 300 episodes in America with Women on Top. And it's gotten to a point where it's like successful. And I'm like, how do I... You know, come like I'm half Australian and like my accent's half, my kids are half, we have two passports, we live in two places. How can I also, like, you know, I love Australia so much and I want to also talk to the Aussies here and it means a lot to me. And so, yeah, the shit show's starting to be recorded.
Well, Tamman, I'm glad that you brought up what you just did, the fact that you're half Australian, the accent's kind of half Australian.
I'm over it, but I will talk about
and
it.
I know that you've spoken about it before, the fact that, you know, that the Australian accent is going, the American one is very firmly in there.
There's a reason for it.
You float in and out.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do, we're not going to do it yet, it will be at some point, right?
I love it.
We're going to do something that is going to ensure that that comes out. In fact, you won't have a choice, right?
Oh, I love it.
My
brain, I was talking about this today, is like, it's almost like when you speak French and English, like it goes to say water, but it wants to say water, but it doesn't know which one to say. So it's like there's a crossroads, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to say the word. And do I use the R? Do I not use the R? I was actually trained to like lose it for a job that I spent 4 years doing.
Wow.
Or I was going to get fired and I was going to lose my green card, and then it just kind of never went away. So it was really like a reason. I actually chose to lose it for a job because I had left everything to go to America, and then I just didn't want to get fired because my accent kept coming out. So my husband now, boyfriend at the time, was like, just speaking an American accent. And you actually change the placement of where your
tongue
mouth
sits.
Is.
Where
your tongue
sits.
Yeah, we're all sits.
So it's not like you like are like putting it on. It's just like my tongue doesn't, it sounds very sexual. My tongue doesn't sit at the front no more.
You should see what she's doing with her face. I mean, you don't even do the hand stuff.
Yeah, I just don't even need to do that.
No wonder 18 years, I see why he hasn't left.
Listen, you just have to be good at one thing and then you're stuck with you for the rest of your life. So, honestly, I've never said no. That's what I'm saying. I've never said no.
There you go.
You
heard it.
They're all getting, you're all getting flustered. You're like, oh my God.
If you're listening, Charlotte, my wife, if you're listening.
My husband says no to me all the time. I'm like, I'm the one who's like, sex tonight.
Really?
He's like, I'm tired, honey.
let me show you what this mouth does. This is her tongue sits
on the tongue.
Changed my tongue place for you, honey. Would you like the American version or the Australian version?
Enjoy that, mate.
There's
two different placements, the American or the Australian. Yeah, I just don't care anymore. And people mention it so much on my social media. Mm. And sometimes I'm just like, ugh. But other times I'm just like, sure, like whatever. Like, I don't really don't care anymore. Like, it doesn't mean I hate Australia or hate America. I love both. And it is both. You know what I mean?
It is. Well, it doesn't feel like you are in one. It kind of floats in.
Which makes me feel like
what we want to do is we've got a little sound effect here. It's a kookaburra, and then there's a little Australian music underneath it, right? When that plays, all three of us need to be as Aussie and as bogan as possible. Oh, the interview continues, right?
Yeah.
So just to make sure that people out there on the socials who keep asking you know that it's still in there.
Yeah.
It is still in there. So at some point you'll hear that.
Yeah.
And then from then on, the rest of the interview, Aussie, bogan, real bogan.
Tim doesn't have headphones on though, so it's going to be pretty hard to hear when that comes in.
When I do a kookaburra arm...
Should we just try
bogan,
it now?
Yeah.
Should we just try it?
Okay. When I do the kookaburra arm, that's when it starts, okay? So ready?
I'm waiting for it. Oh, yeah, mate. Like, how's it going? Like, you know, throw the same frame. Like, do you like your budgie smugglers? You came in here today with your budgie smugglers, and it's got my face on it, which is so weird.
Yeah, I got bloody budgie smugglers.
What are your tattoos, mate? Oh, did you just touch your balls just today? I literally saw you touch your balls in front of your guests.
He bloody loves to touch his
bloody
loiner.
Bloody hell, mate.
Yeah, no, mate.
Cheddar. Someone said cheddar the other day. I was like, what the hell? Cheddar, mate.
Hey, buddy. What if I talk like this, if I try and go to an American accent while you keep doing Australian? Good. Is that all right? How is this accent? I'm trying to put my tongue in the back of
I don't know if you're from New York or like Boston, but...
I'm walking here.
And then my parents are South African, so they talk like this, man. Yes, it's bra. Who's over there?
I'm from Johannesburg. It's lovely to meet you. Yes, I'm from Johannesburg. It's lovely to meet you. Yes, do you like my accent?
I got this from my... My cousins talk like this, man. Yeah.
This was a dumb idea. I don't know why.
Like, you thought you were going to catch me out in some kind of line. Like, oh, she does it.
Quickly, and we realised, professional actress can do dialogue. Is there anyone you struggle with? Is there an accent you can't do?
Russian, really struggle with.
I'll try it.
And the Margot Robbie special, which is the, that New York accent.
Like the one from Wolf of Wall Street, that one?
Yeah, I really struggle with that. Just because I don't hear it a lot, I think, English is really easy for me, Cockney, because, you know, we're... Growing up in Australia, there's tons of English people.
Yeah.
We've been to England, you know, lots of us have been to England, but I just haven't been around the American accent. Because when you go to America, it's like a melting pot, so everyone speaks in different accents.
Yeah.
Like they're this strong American.
Yeah, because when you go for stuff, they don't be like, do an American accent. They're like, they tell you which area or dialect.
It's normally just specific, it's normally just general accent.
Oh, okay.
Southern comes up a lot and, Cockney, a little.
Do you practice at home before you go into something like that? Like, are you looking yourself in
on
the
your
mirror?
Husband, dress up.
Yeah, I'm like, honey.
I'm not having sex with you with that voice.
I'm not going to have sex with you tonight. But if you just come over here a little bit, I'll show you where my tongue placement is today, and we can just try it out.
Oh my god!
What about that?
And I've got a huge crush on Hermione Granger.
No, he's such a good actor. He's not an actor. He's a director. But he's such a good... He actually did off-Broadway stuff. Hamlet. And so he got a scholarship to be an actor. And he's just not into it. And I'm just like, must be so hard to be so good. But he works with really amazing A-list actors and stuff like that. So it's really cool. And
how are your kids? Have they got any of the bug in them?
My youngest one wants to be on the stage like me. My oldest one is so annoyed by it. She lives and breathes football.
Oh. Really?
So we were just with the Swans, and she was like, this is the best day of my life.
Does she
I'm
play?
Like, you sure you don't want to be on stage? Because, that's all I can help you with. She plays football. She lives football. The Chiefs.
Like, Aussie rules
team.
Or, soccer?
She does soccer. She does. She loves Aussie rules, and she likes NFL.
Oh, she does it all.
Oh, yeah. So the Super Bowl that just happened, I lost my voice. I was screaming like a crazy person. I was like, oh, it's Taylor Swift. And I'm like, no, she's a Patrick Mahomes fan through and through. Wakes up, goes to the clinics at 6 a.m. She's just pissed that... There's no Aussie, like females that...
It's
not like a NFL female team. I mean, there's a version of it, but not really.
But not for professional really. Sort of avenue. There's soccer and NFL.
She lives and breathes it. Like, she went to the Taylor Swift concert on Saturday in a Chiefs shirt. And I was like, and there's not one kid who did that. And at the beginning, I was like, because I go to therapy and how to be like a better parent. And I was just like, oh no, you got to wear Swiftie stuff. Like, you got to do the glitter. And then I thought, you know what? Like, just let her be who she is. And then I decided to jump full in because, there's a choice when you have kids. It's like when you don't understand something that they're about, you can either just go, oh no, and keep it at arm's length. Like, I don't get that. Or I can create a connection with her and really jump into it and just have a blast. And I've loved it. I've loved learning about football. I scream at the games. I cry. I get all the treats ready. And I just think that there's a choice in family life and parenting. Like, you either connect with them, or you're just like, oh no, I don't get it. You know, yeah. So I've loved it. I'm like a football mom now. Like, I love it.
Well, I know where she gets it from, the whole dressing up thing, because obviously, I mean, you've dressed up for us today.
Oh, yeah. I'm in my yoga pants. I was not, I would have come in like a frou-frou cute dress for you guys, but the day got ahead of me.
Hey.
And I'm still in my hot yoga sweat from this morning.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like you dressed up anymore.
No, this is.
So I literally
he's touched
can see,
his balls three times.
You've done it three times. I don't know if that was a pleasure just for me.
Just for you. Big fan.
No, it must be your tight budgie smugglers that you're wearing underneath that. And I keep, you keep looking
you at
your
keep
balls.
Looking at my,
because you looking, keep, like, because we're talking about it. So I keep looking
like
at
this,
them.
You're just addressing them.
I'm
your
just
head
looking at them all the time.
Hey, I've got a desk. I'm completely nude over this side. So don't.
Wait, I should. Maybe your wife should make you wear your ring. I totally, I'm on her side now. I'm like, I get it. He's got no clothes on.
Dammit, Sirzong, we absolutely adore you. Of course, the brand new podcast, The Shit Show. It drops soon, guys. Make sure you keep your eyes out for
subscribe
it.
Subscribe to it so you know when it's going to drop. Okay?
Subscribe to it.
Yes.
Follow her around.
We'll put her on the socials
her.
At Jimmy and Nath. We'll point you in the right direction.
She will be there.
Your balls at this point. So.
Yeah, she's got
That's the video that we're going to put.
Or just your balls.
Yeah.
No audio of Tammin.
And I'll be like, wait, I thought this was supposed to promote my show.
No, we will. We'll tag you. We'll be like, go listen to The Shit Show.
The Shit Show,
testicles.
Just your balls.
Anyway, this hasn't been recording. Should we? Tammin, thank you very much. We love
you. Thank you so
welcome
much.
Welcome on this show whenever you want.
Of course.